Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone into the Clay County Corner here from the Corner Courthouse Room in historic Salina at the historic Clay County Courthouse as we come to you each Thursday morning at this time on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we come to you through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program, and all the great sponsors that make this possible. We try to do this each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. Got a rebroadcast this evening about 6 o'clock. We hope this is a good way for a lot of folks to kind of get maybe for that third or fourth cup of coffee this morning if you're listening to us. And I know we have quite a few folks that are listening to us on their mobile units out in their vehicles. I know some of the guys from the telephone company tell me sometimes they get a chance when they're driving out to a job somewhere or another, they get to tune us in. And we really appreciate everyone that listens to us here each Thursday morning. And we've got a show lined up this morning. As soon as I can find out what's going on with our representative from the Clay County Fair, we're going to try to do a little bit of talking about that. And I've got Ms. Dawn Rains, who is coming in here in a few minutes to talk about the Stevens Center, which is a new program that is just starting up here in Salina. And I guess with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back with you just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a few things to talk about this morning. we've got some activities going on here in Salina at over at Clay County High School on Friday night, tomorrow night. Got the graduation set in the Clay County High School gymnasium, and I've got a little release here, and I'll go through and just read it. The Clay County High School class of 2021 will receive their diplomas here in the school gymnasium this Friday night, beginning at 7 p.m. For the second year in a row, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the ceremony is not open to the public. Attendance is limited to 10 people per graduate, and the event will be live streamed online. And this can be found on YouTube, searching for CCHS Media, and also there will be a link posted on the school's website, which can be found under schools tab at Clay County, CLAYEDU.com. So that's coming up this weekend on Friday night. And also an event later on, Mr. Paul Boyce brought me by a little flyer. This is a little while out in the future yet, and that is the kids' fishing rodeo. And he's trying to get out all of the word that he, you know, that he possibly can on this to get it, as many young folks involved in fishing, since fishing and laking and things like that are fairly important here to Clay Countyans. But the kids' fishing rodeo to be held at Dale Holland National Fish Hatchery in Salina in celebration of the National Fishing and Boating Week. The rodeo will be on Saturday, June 12, 2021. Now, mark that date on your calendar right now, and we'll be talking about it again and probably get Mr. Boyce to come back in here one day and a little bit closer to the time of the event and talk about it a little bit more. But now, this event, it'll begin at 8 o'clock in the morning and last to 12 p.m. And the event is a cooperative effort between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the citizens of Clay County. This free event is open to any youth under the age of 15. And you can get more information at the hatchery, 931-243-2443, or at the Corps of Engineers Resource Office at 931-243-3136. And the rodeo would take place in the creek below the hatchery, and participants may park at the hatchery and walk along the hatchery fence to the creek, and you got to bring your own fishing poles and any bait that you've got. And each participant will receive some educational packages, and they'll register for prizes. And like I said, this is one of more than 2,500 events that will be held across the United States in celebration of the National Fishing and Boating Week. And also, Mr. Boyce has still got his fly tying school going on over to Methodist Church. And I've got someone just walked in for a second. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got an announcement to make? I'll bet.
Yes, sir. I do have an announcement. I'm Brian Brady with the American Legion, Post 18 here in Salina. And I'd just like to remind everybody tonight that we're having our meeting at 6:30 at the Chamber of Commerce. And we'd like to invite all the veterans out there to come in and get to know us a little bit and see what's going on and see if you want to join the American Legion. So we're still looking for members here. So
I know you've been stressing that. I know that the Legion's been through a little bit of a rough spell here in the last little bit. And I know that you're working hard, and I know some of the original participants are still here, members are still here, and they're working hard. And we appreciate your efforts. Of course, we always appreciate the efforts of all of our veterans, both past, present, and those that we honor all the time here. And the meeting will be held over at
the Salina Chamber of Commerce.
Over at the Chamber of Commerce tonight. At 6:30 tonight.
And like to let everybody know that there's a lot that we're going to be planning on, and we'd like to get some help also recruited for putting out the crosses and stuff, which is going to be Memorial Day, which will be the end of the month here. So any volunteers that might want to help put out the crosses and help with that, we'll sure appreciate it.
I think we'll probably get some folks to help do that, and I noticed that you noticed our little sign out here in front of our memorial, that this year we are part of the Tour of Honor motorcycle riders. And of course, we don't know how many of them have been by here, but we know lots of them have. This is kind of a do-it-on-your-own type celebration thing in honor of, I think this year, both veterans and also first responders. And it's going on. And I'd like to remind everyone, if you see someone parked there with a motorcycle with a little flag with a number on it, that's what they're doing here. They're part of a nationwide effort. And I think there's about 1,200 riders or so that are involved in this all over the country. So then this is going on basically all summer long. So I'd like to remind folks about that. And we will make sure that any time that you need to make an announcement of any kind, just drop by.
Okay, all right.
And we'll take care of it.
All right, well, I appreciate it, sir.
All right, and with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute. Thank you.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank & Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you're worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I appreciate Mr. Brady coming by and talking just a little bit, letting the folks know about the American Legion meeting tonight. And if you are a veteran, you're living here in Clay County, it's very important, I think, maybe that you come out, if you can, tonight and see what's going on with the American Legion. And with that, good morning, Dr. Young.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And you brought some help with you this morning?
I did. We have a new face at the Chamber of Commerce, our fourth new face as an administrative assistant.
You must be a terrible boss.
No, I think I'm too good at counseling.
You send them on somewhere else.
They move on and find a better job, and Ashley has been with us a while, and Ashley decided to go back to school, and now we picked up a brand new person. Who have we got?
My name's Kayma Johnson.
All right, Kayma. You've been with us now a couple of weeks. What do you think of the Chamber of Commerce?
I like it.
We've already been working this morning. I think I've taught Thomas. I've taught Kama about all she knows on a computer in that first 2 weeks.
Well,
and she's doing well.
Need to get somebody come over and give her a crash course.
So tell
us a little bit about yourself.
Yes.
Who you are, where you're from, all this kind of thing. Maybe who your parents are or something or other.
My parents are David and Debbie Johnson. She used to be Debbie Dale. That's how everybody knows me. I grew up here.
And just got out of high school how long ago?
A year ago.
And you're doing what? I know you're preparing for a career also, maybe.
Yeah.
So you have, and this musical chair may just keep on going here.
Yep, I'm attending Ball State University and majoring in radiology technology.
So you're going to take pictures?
Yes.
Of the innards of people?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah.
I know that is one of the more difficult fields to go
mm-hmm.
in. Because
yes.
I think my niece is in some part mm-hmm. of that field over at Tennessee Tech right now.
Yeah.
So I know it is a tough one. And we hope you'll stay around a little bit long enough maybe to learn a little mm-hmm. bit about what's going on at the chamber. And, you know, it's youngsters like you that are going to keep this place alive in the future. And, you know, we hope when you go finish all of your work, get your degrees and things, that you will settle back down here in this little place and find a spot where you can live here and raise a family maybe and
yeah.
all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's the plan.
It's a great plan, and it's
yeah.
great to have you with us here right now. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Now, let's do some business over here on this side of the table.
Before we leave that topic, we're tickled to death to have Kama on board. She is highly competent with that computer and can guide, guard, and direct me every day and almost every minute of every day. We stay on that computer just constantly because nowadays we have lots and lots of Zooms, and Kama even knows how to set up a Zoom, and we're now providing Zoom meetings from the chamber. And we'd also offer that service to any Chamber of Commerce member. If you have a Zoom meeting you'd like to do, we'll assist you in setting that up. We're trying to do some extra activities for our chamber members this year, Thomas, and that's just one of the many services that we're providing them. Another new program that's just come our way, and we don't really know a whole lot about this program, or I don't know a whole lot about it. A lady just came by yesterday and dropped this material off, and she got out of the office before I talked to her. But I wanted to talk about it this morning because it looks like might be something pretty good for somebody. This is called the Tennessee Opportunity Program. And A. York dropped this off. Looks like her office may be in Birdstown in Pickett County. And if you get interested in this program, just stop by the chamber and see us, and we'll provide you with information. Or you can look on our Facebook page, and we posted information about this program there. What this program does is something kind of unique. If you've done farm work in the last 2 years, you're eligible. If you have a spouse who has done farm work in the last 2 years, you're eligible. If you are a dependent of a farmer, you're eligible. During a 12-month period, if at least 50% of your time has been spent on the farm, or at least 50% of your wages were earned on the farm, you could be eligible. The Tennessee Opportunity Program offers work experience opportunities where clients can work in any small business they're with and get paid for it. TOPS will pay clients at least a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. This is a short-term program where clients will work a minimum of 20 hours a week until they reach 160 total hours. That would be 1 month. The employer will train the client during that period of time, and the client may be offered a job by that employer. So if you're interested in some of these fields, like welding, certified nursing assistant, electrical lineman, industrial maintenance, licensed practical nurse, cosmetologist, and many of the other fields. If you'll just check our Facebook page out or come by the chamber, we'll help you get started on an opportunity program.
Hey, you just used one of my favorite words there, unique. How do you catch a rabbit?
What now?
How do you catch a rabbit?
Carefully.
No, unique up on it.
Oh, unique up on it.
Okay, that's my
found. You're charging the extra fee.
No, that is. You want to go through while you're here, maybe some of the activities going on here.
I didn't bring my list. Kama, you might help me with that.
Can you read that?
Thomas just came up with you right here. It's on our Facebook page. On May the 14th and 15th, the Highway 52 yard sale. There's a lot of confusion about which weekend the yard sale would be. And we did not put that information out at the chamber until finally there was so much confusion. We tried to clear it up. There is a 52 yard sale web page, and it had a date on it that was different from the actual date of the yard sale. We checked with the other counties. If it's going to be a 52-yard sale, all the counties along 52 need to be having it on the same weekend, it would seem. And we checked with the other counties, and the real time is May the 14th and 15th. So get your stuff out in your yard, because we've had calls from Atlanta. We've had calls from everywhere, Thomas, asking about that yard. One guy that I talked to said he had a trailer and a bucket load of money.
And headed this way.
That's
the folks we like, isn't it?
I thought he was going to tell me he'd bring the stuff to sell, and he was saying he was coming to buy it. Then on May the 18th, the Industrial Development Board will have their meeting at the Chamber of Commerce at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's right. Then the ECD board will meet at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Ferris to the Fair pageant is coming up on May the 22nd, and there's more information about that on our Facebook page and out on our big board as well.
And at ClayCountyTNFair.org, which is their web page.
Okay, so they've got a web page. Okay.
No,
that's right. You put together a web page for them, didn't you?
For the fair, yes.
And then we got the marble tournament coming up on May the 29th.
And that is a part of the finishing up of the celebration of the sesquicentennial celebration.
Ah.
That is the sesquicentennial celebration marble tournament, I believe, what I finally found out about that.
Well, that's great. It's great that in this community we're keeping that age-old game alive. I don't think anybody really knows the history of marbles, how far back it goes, but it probably goes back a long way, because you and I both know that that people are can make those marbles. And your phone is ringing.
Well, hang it up.
All right, if I can find the right button, I'll... No, I turned the whole thing off.
So
you might pull those events up, and I'll go through the rest of the list there, Thomas, if you'll pull those up.
We'll take a little short break.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. We just jumped out. We'll have her on here in a minute. We just jumped out and rounded Donald up. She was out wandering around out in the courthouse here. But right now, Dr. Young, I think you've got a couple more. And we did find out the free fishing day here in Tennessee is the weekend of June the 12th. So we've got that announcement made.
Right. And on June the 1st through the 5th is the Clay County Fair. And the next big event is the Clay County Museum Festival. That's a little different this year, Thomas. That was that's formerly been Homecoming Days. And Mary Lloyd and her crew this year are having a different kind of a festival, maybe the same kind of festival, but it's renamed. And I'm sure between now and August the 7th, you'll have Mary Lloyd on here telling you all about that.
Yeah, maybe I can pry it out of her.
And then the next one is September the 25th, Cumberland Run, and that's your car show, and it'll be up at Donaldson Park. And we remind everybody, if you'll let us know at the chamber, if you're having an event to come up, we'll get an advertisement for you. Just let us know when it is. We can't publicize it if we don't know about it. So just let us know, and we'll get it on Facebook. We'll get it on maybe the web page, the big board out front, and we'll talk about it on the radio, and we do some print advertising, and we may be able to get it in that print advertising.
And we may go back the old-fashioned way like we used to advertise the fair, put a bullhorn on top of that 1949 Chrysler and drive all over the county and announce it.
What was his name? Mr. Bozo?
Yeah. Uncle Bozo.
Uncle Bozo. The folks who are younger than you and I, Thomas, miss something and not knowing Uncle Bozo.
Very good. Okay, now I've got a couple of things. We will let you folks slide out and get back over to the chamber and go back to work. We've got our birthday. We only got two today. We had quite a few last week. We only got two this week. We've got Shelby Gass on the 13th and Becca Donaldson on the 12th. And a special shout-out that got this information down here, and that is to our valedictorian and salutatorian over at Clay County High School, and those are Jill Hernandez and Jalen Watson. So we'd like to congratulate those two young ladies for being at the top of the class this year, and they'll be going through the line tomorrow night, and they'll get to make their little speeches and get their diplomas and get ready for the next phase of their educational career. And with that, little short break, we'll be right back. Got a couple more guests here, and I'm sure they've got a whole bunch of nice things to talk about. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Take the position, I thought. So.
Welcome back, everyone. I think you just caught the end of Don and my little conversation here. Don is one of the former students from Salina High School. She is now with, I don't know what exactly, I know it's a service that's offered here and with the Stevens Center, and she brought with her Ms. Deborah Goodwin, and they're here to talk about the service group and some of the things they do. But first off, I'd like to let, you know, Dawn kind of introduce herself. I mean, most everybody in Salina and Clay County know her, but Dawn, tell us, who are you now?
I am Dawn Rains now. I used to be Dawn White. I graduated from Salina High School in 1992, and have been with the Stevens Center since 2005.
And you, your educational background, tell us about, you know, you said you graduated from Salina High School, then you graduated from?
I got my bachelor's in psychology from Cumberland University in Lebanon in 1996, and I got my master's from Trevecca Nazarene University in 2000.
And now you're working with the Stevens Center, and we're going to let you explain what that exactly is here in a minute. Or you are, Deborah Goodwin?
Yes, sir.
And a little background on you.
My name is Deborah Goodwin, and I'm originally from Cookeville, and I've been with the Stevens Center for 3 years, and I'm the family resource specialist. So I go out and visit the families for the first time and find out from the families how we can best serve them and their needs.
Okay, now that's true. Just exactly, what is the Stevens Center?
The Stevens Center is a nonprofit organization, and the program that we've added to Clay County is a Healthy Start service. All of our programs lumped together we are a licensed child abuse and neglect prevention agency. But what that means is we want to see families do their best and stay intact and have all the resources and be in touch with all the community events and everything that they need to make their family the best it can be.
Okay, and I'm looking down here, and it says serving the Upper Cumberland for over 30 years, but we'd never heard of you all before, had we?
We just got a grant in January to serve Clay County. But now our services, our public parenting classes have always been available to anybody that lived in any county. But we just got the grant in January to serve Clay County. But the agency actually opened in 1988.
Okay, now exactly pinpoint what the Stevens Center is. I know you see the different services. Do you do more services other than like what you do here in Clay County?
We do. The program we have in Clay County is called Healthy Start, and it's through Healthy Families America. And we are nationally accredited through them. But we actually have another program, which is a national exchange program, a parent aid program, that we serve Overton, Cumberland, and Putnam. And we have public parenting classes and in-home visitation with that program in those counties. But we don't have that grant for Clay County yet.
Okay, now, the emphasis here in Clay County is just exactly what, Dawn?
It's a Healthy Families program, which means we need parents that are first-time parents or pregnant parents that are having their first baby, or they're under 21 and having a subsequent baby.
And what the services you offer, I mean, just exactly, are there physical services, in your near field, psychological things? Just, you know, typically what would you be involved with a mother-to-be or just exactly what would you do when you make your first visit? Start with you.
Well, Deborah is actually that first contact person.
Okay.
I'm going to let her tell what
very
she
good.
Would do.
We visit the family for the first time, and we share our services with the family and let the family know if they would be interested in our services. And our services are in-home parenting, weekly or bi-weekly, whichever the family feels they need the most. And we go in and we help them with anything they might need helping them to know where resources are for anything they might need for a new baby. We help the mom if she's having trouble nursing, or we help them with education. We help them with anything they would need having a new baby.
Okay. Now, do you help them, like you said, other programs that, you know, are available? See, do you guide them to some of the state programs, some of the federal programs, and
correct.
Things like that?
If we go in and mom says, you know, most generally the new moms are maybe receiving WIC, but maybe she needs help getting to help with the SNAPS program, which is a food program,
right.
Or maybe mom's suffering from addiction or mental illness or anything like that, we can give them referrals to all those services. But our parenting program is really hands-on. The home visitor actually does from A to Z with parenting a child from coming home from the hospital all the way up until the child's 5 years old.
Okay, and now that's a pretty wide range there.
Yes, sir. And it's free.
Right.
It's always free. Every service that the Stevens Center serves, provides for the family, is free to them.
Well, you know, that's something for years and years we've always heard, you know, that having a child is one of the most important things in the world, but we didn't have education programs to teach young mothers-to-be just exactly what it meant, you know. So many times, of course, when families were closer knit, you know, the mother, the grandmother, or the midwife, or whoever was involved in these things,
yes,
were there to do those things. But, you know, in I'm going to say in the past 20 to 30 years, so many young expectant mothers basically were just thrown out there and said, hey, learn as you go.
Well, we all leave the hospital with our new baby without a degree on how to parent.
Right.
And so having a support system to come alongside and say, you know, maybe we could try this, or, you know, let's look at this aspect. Let's see, you know, if this might work for you. Because like you said, young people that are having children, or even older person having children, sometimes they will have a mom or a mentor or, you know, a support system, but a lot of people don't. I mean, when I gave birth to my son 35 years ago, I would have loved this program. But, I mean, we all go home with that. You know, sometimes I think we go home and we're like, are you really letting me leave the hospital with this baby? Because I don't really know what to do. So having a support system like we offer and a program like we have is extremely beneficial to the family.
Okay, now there's something you mentioned there, too. I don't know any statistics or anything, but right now, how do you feel about the support system for most new to be mothers, family-wise and things like that? I know you probably run into a whole lot that really don't have a support system.
Yes, sir. Well, there's several agencies in the community, you know, New Parenting, they have lactation, they have all kinds of classes that you can take prior to having children, but still having someone come to your home and the safety of your own space, and having someone, you know, say, you know, well, you know, this is the education that we're bringing, and, you know, can we try this? Having a support system right in your home that comes directly to you is phenomenal. It's one-on-one. I mean, everything is confidential. We don't share any information. Of course, we're state mandated to report anything that we might see that mom is harmed or the child is harmed in some way. But I mean, that's we're there to be a support system to mom and to dad. We want to support the entire family, whoever is taking care of this child.
Okay, and like I said, that's something there that I know you, that I, at the health department, that they've had, you know, the birthing plan, not birthing
plan, but the
health, those clients.
The local health departments in every county that we serve are phenomenal to us. They are a wonderful referral to us, and they help us in anything that we, you know, we have, that they give us referrals. So we're, you know, constantly working with the local health department. So that's been a wonderful service to us.
Okay, and I know something there too. You know, along the line, you know, when you're in a group in anything like that, it's as personal as this is, and you're there and with all these people around you, that's not the same thing that you got. I mean, you're there one-on-one. There's no concern about privacy and the person sitting beside of you that you don't know, that you're not going to open up about a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Things you're feeling.
Absolutely.
And things that you need help with, because
yes,
you really don't want to come off as not knowing what to do when
well,
you don't know what to
that's
do.
Why, that's why when we first meet with a family, I mean, we tell them that this is a visit. It's not, you know, we're there to see, you know, how we can best benefit you, because lots of times, you know, they do know some things, and they, you know, they are educated, and they have some hearing skills, but to have this us come along and say, you know, this is what we're bringing to you, not because we have all the answers, but because, you know, we're hoping that we'll be helpful to the family.
And like you said, that is something, you know, I can remember as a teacher something that took me for years and years before I figured out, and that was oral reading in the classroom. You know, when there was always John over here who knew about three words in the paragraph. And John had to stand up and try to read. Well, he would say two words, and his neighbor would help him with the next and the next neighbor. And before he knew it, he no longer wanted to read at all, did he?
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at there. You know, you ask that one question, and you look at it, and somebody giggles. And
well, it's hard to admit. I mean, as a society, we expect parents to have babies and know what to do with them. And that's not always the case, and not everybody is blessed with a good support system. And you have a lot of young moms that have maybe even grew up in state custody or just don't have parents that are there to support them and give them good advice. Or maybe they have a great support system, but they just want to be the best parent possible. So this adds tools to their toolbox, no matter what their support system looks like. And all of our curriculum is evidence-based. It's called Growing Great Kids. We do developmental screenings on the children in case they need early intervention. We do depression screens on the parents in case they might need a referral to mental health. We link them with community resources, you know, like Deborah said, for electric, for food, maybe to pay their water bill, maybe, you know, to get housing, because some parents find themselves homeless.
Okay.
Well, they don't know the resources that are out there. You know,
that's something too. Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, about, you know, helping them find those things.
Absolutely.
And I guess as a trend in this area, do you or have you run into a lot of younger parents that really, really, really don't have that first clue, that doesn't have the support system? Those that are, I guess, maybe we look at the children that are of separated families. We look at the children who are raised with all kinds of activities going on around them. And, of course, one of the first things that most of them want, they don't want their child to go through what they went through.
Absolutely.
And I know you run into that a whole lot. And then on the other side, there, like you said, there is the young mother who has all the support in the world. But even those with all the support in the world, they need support too, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, and a lot of people don't know that the programs are out there. I mean, there's tons of programs out there that people don't even know about. And sometimes we get a young mom who may have a wonderful support system, but maybe she's not, you know, completed high school, and we can help her, you know, signing up to do that. I mean, we have tons of resources that we're always searching for. Myself and I have a partner that she's a resource, and we're both looking for resources that can help these families all the time. I mean, that's our job.
Okay, and most of these programs are not income-based or anything, are they? Or are they?
No.
You
do not enroll in our program on an income base at all.
No.
It's based on a stress level. And
yeah.
I don't, as a first-time parent, I remember there was stress there. And as a, you know, as a mother or as a parent in general in today's society, especially with all the COVID restrictions and the way our society has been in the last year, I really feel that has increased the stress level of most families, especially financially.
I know on the other side, being male, I mean, I guess it'd be hard for anyone to understand as a young person or any person that, you know, has this living being inside them and it's there. And golly, I have no idea what to do, but I can't do nothing about it.
Well, and we also have some single fathers that end up with newborns to raise them alone, and they can also enroll in the program because, you know, the fathers need that support too.
We want to empower the entire family to be wholesome, because if mom and dad are solid and getting the services they need and are in a good space, that just makes them a wonderful parent. We want to be supportive. We don't want to just be supportive to mom, because there's a mom and there's a dad. There's a family.
Usually when you get there are three generations involved, isn't there?
Sometimes.
The parent, the one before them, and the one that's the baby that's coming. There's three generations there.
Yes, sir.
And that's a whole lot of people.
Yes.
And so many of them have no idea that these programs are out there for them.
Absolutely.
And that's...
it's free.
And it's free. That's a good price, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free. That a lot of people say, well, what's the catch? And we're like, nothing, it's free.
Well, and, you know, and that's one of the great things about the program, because that doesn't add extra stress to the parent to have to worry about if their insurance is going to cover it or if they're going to how to come up with that money. You know, they get a support system that comes to them for free.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break, and I've opened up a little flyer, and I'm going to go through some things on this flyer, and You've got great stuff written down here.
Yes, sir.
And I think we've covered quite a bit of it, but there's some other things in here that we're going to talk about.
All right.
We'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
welcome back, everyone. Deborah and Dawn are still with me here, and, you know, looking down through their flyer here, and, you know, we see some things here, and we talked about the meeting with them, emotional support, and then that, communicate with your child. You know, that is something that I guess even you never get so old that sometimes parents have trouble communicating with their children. And back and forth, and I know that's something that it has to be taught, it has to be learned, it has to be practiced, doesn't it?
It does.
And of course, communication is a two-way street, and that means talking to each other. And something here that I know that I'm sure you guys run into a whole lot, and that is how to discipline without anger, because sometimes the mother-to-be or the father-to-be are angry because they're in that situation. Or I know you guys run into that. How do you deal with that? I mean, as a psychologist, Dawn, how do you deal with that, with that anger?
We have several different curriculums on anger management and doing different worksheets and learning how to deal with anger more effectively that we work with the parents and also can work with the children on. And sometimes that requires that referral to counseling for them to go and work on, you know, their personal issues or something that they may need to work through personally. A lot, you know, especially in a divorce situation, sometimes it may be simply that that child reminds them of the ex or the child looks like the ex. And, you know, they're angry that, you know, about several issues that they need to work through that they're actually taking out on the child.
And what about professional services for someone like that? Do you have recommendations that you can make and say, you know, you need to do this? You know, I can talk to you, but you really need the next level of.
Mm-hmm. We do. That goes in with all of our, you know, our referrals and everything to refer them to a professional counselor because we're not in the home to provide counseling. We're there to help them be better parents, but we can't take on the roles of all of the roles that they may need. And so we do have referrals. Our program is voluntary, so we can't make them take, you know, any type of referrals, but we can provide them with a list of lots of options for them to go to, for them to provide, get that extra help.
You know, and I guess one of the first things you run into is that R word, responsibility, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this thing you're holding in your arms, your responsibility, and how do you react to that?
Well, and sometimes with kids, it's just, you know, letting them be heard and getting down to, you know, the child's level of, you know, what's happening in that situation. You see a lot of times, you know, kids are throwing a tantrum about something and sometimes they just, you know, we want them to stop. But sometimes if we could just take a minute and figure out what the tantrum is about, then you can get to the problem earlier. I mean, see the problem.
Okay, looking on through here, I see that we're also talking about being involved with the Imagination Library.
Yes, sir.
And I think we have that here in the county also, don't we, through the library here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the flyer talks about Overton County. And, of course, we all pretty much know that's Dolly's child.
Yes, sir. We have it for every county that we serve.
I thought we did in this area now. And that provides books from?
Yes, sir.
Birth to Five.
Yeah.
What does a newborn read?
Well, the parents would read it.
A newborn doesn't read. Actually, you should start reading to your baby before they're ever born.
Right.
Because they do hear even prenatally, and they're learning that vocabulary. I think it's 70% of all the vocabulary you'll ever know in your life, you know, before three.
And the unborn baby can be soothed by the soothing words that are read aloud where they can hear.
Absolutely.
That is a known scientific fact, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And they will know voices that they've heard prenatally when they're born.
Hey, there's Mom.
That's that voice I've heard for the last 9 months, yeah.
You know, we're there to help and support Mom that makes sure that, you know, that the family's in a healthy place. You know, if something is going on prior to the birth that we can, you know, we can say, well, maybe you could look at this option or look at that option or. want to make sure that the entire family is in a healthy place.
Okay, now let's look at the physical side of what we've got here in Clay County. Do we have an office location here?
We do have an office location. We're right beside Twin Lakes on the main strip, right beside the little dare of the Burger Shack.
And that little section of buildings there, mm-hmm. or the office is there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And contact information?
Our main office number is in Livingston, and that number is 931-823-6432. And all of our referrals go through that office, and then they will be divvied out to the county they go to.
Okay, so you start over there, and
mm-hmm.
okay, so...
We have a secretary over there, so our phones are manned, where we have a staff person that is in this office, but when she's out doing home visits and stuff, there's nobody there to answer the phone.
So,
where at our Livingston office, there's always somebody there.
So there's not someone in the office here necessarily at all times to take, if you want to come in and know where it's at and sit down and talk to someone. Is that service available?
You can always call and make an appointment, and Erica can be there or Deborah can be there according to what the needs might be. But we would be glad to come out and talk to any organization. We can do multiple presentations on different things that concern parenting or for Child Abuse Prevention Month. But if you need, you know, a presentation or community awareness for anything that's child-related, whether it be breastfeeding to childbirth to child development to helping your child deal with anger, we have the staff to come out and do those presentations, and we'll be glad to.
Okay, and this is all one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hold any group meetings or anything, do you?
We actually do group parenting classes in Overton, Putnam, and Cumberland. But if there is a group that would like a special presentation, we would be glad to do those also.
Okay. So we've about got everything covered then on this, haven't we, here in Clay County?
Well, like Dawn said, those parenting classes that are in those three counties that she mentioned, anybody from any of the other counties can come to them.
Right.
But that's the only three that we're physically holding them in.
Right.
But everyone of the 10 counties that we serve are welcome to come to those.
So
in person or Zoom.
And who is the person here that works here from this office?
Our home visitor for Clay County is Erica Stovall.
And where's she from? I don't recognize that.
She is actually from Livingston.
Okay. But she is based here at the...
Mm-hmm. She is based out of the office here in Solana.
And if she ain't out on the job, she'll be in the office
mm-hmm.
on the job.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the... No, I guess that maybe the number of service calls that you're doing now, is your workload increased since you got the office here in Solana?
Well, when we got the office here in Solana, we have served six counties in the Upper Cumberland for years. And when we added Solana, we actually added five counties. Doubled our services since January. So it's been pretty hectic. But we added, and you can tell on the, you know, they're listed on the front. But as of January, we added Clay, Jackson, Overton, Pickett, and Smith counties to our service area, and which did increase the clients that we can serve because we increased our staff.
Guess what, ladies? The hour is about up. But I'd like to
thank
do
you
one,
for having us.
One more thing. Number between 1 and 2. We've got 2 today. Anybody got a quarter in their pocket or anything where we can flip a quarter, see who wins the cake today?
A cake?
We're going to give away a Dairy Queen birthday cake.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll say, Shelby Gass, you have won the birthday cake today.
Yay!
And
Happy birthday!
Yeah, and you can come out to the chamber office and pick up your Dairy Queen card. And you've got 30 days to do this. And with that, I guess we better hurry up and get the barn door shut here, get everything put up.
Thank you for having us.
If they don't, they'll just cut us off. I'll be here talking and not know what's going on. But until the next time we meet, may the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And until that happens, we'll meet you here again on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Good day, Clay County.